This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Hump day. Hello. At least that's the day of recording, anyway. What's going on, Three Horsemen? We're down a horseman, Biggie, on assignment, well, at least for the hour being. So T.O. and I are here to discuss a completely dead week in pro wrestling. T.O., what's up?
Aren't they all dead?
Yeah, isn't your microphone dead? That's two things that are dead.
My microphone and wrestling.
Oh, well, hey, well, now it works.
It's that time of year.
Oh, my God. There is nothing going on. Nothing. Going on, so we went outside of the wrestling world to try and find some things. Dude, you've got me hooked on Bruce Pritchard's podcast.
It's pretty sweet.
It's ridiculous, and obviously I listen to what he has to say. What is it even called?
Oh shit! I almost said Story Time with Bruce Pritchard, but it's oh shit.
Yeah,
you're on the no
talk back. Something.
I'll look it up real quick, but continue on.
I've been listening to Pritchard, and I've been listening to Cornette a bunch, and
the best angle on Something to Wrestle With is Pritchard's
Something
podcast.
To Wrestle With. Yeah.
The best angle in wrestling right now is not even, it has nothing to do with wrestlers, it has nothing to do with wrestling, it has something to do with two men in their 50s that are verbally jousting on podcasts. But they have been for 20 years. They hate each other, but that's probably the most entertaining thing going on in wrestling right now, in my opinion.
Totally understandable. I can't stand Vince Russo. His voice is like a fucking dagger in my ear.
Bro.
Yeah.
He's a douchebag.
You know, bro. And I can't even understand what he's saying half the time. Just, I can believe. Have you ever seen the preview for his shoot interview where he's with Sean Oliver sitting there and it's going to be like a U shoot? And he's sitting there and he's got the Death of WCW book and he's flipping through the pages, but he's flipping backwards. It makes you wonder if he can actually read. I mean, he had to have read the apology the other day, but it almost makes me wonder if he's learned to read in the past 5 years. There's no way he can write.
Yeah, He's a I just listening to everything and seeing what's out there. The guy is delusional. The guy I've heard him say that he's responsible for the Rock's career, Stone Cold's career, and it's just not true from everyone involved. He played a hand in some of this stuff, but like it's almost to the point where this guy thinks like Austin and The Rock wouldn't have been anything without him.
He's Vince McMahon's lackey.
Yeah.
And that's putting it.
Dude was brilliant, though. I mean, he got WCW to bite, and they paid him a fuck ton of money. So, I mean,
yeah,
I will say.
He's brilliant for swindling.
Yes,
people.
He's a swindling. That's a perfect description.
It's just fucking ridiculous that he. I don't know. I get so sick of hearing his voice and hearing his name. And apparently we're in line with Jim Cornette. So I don't even know do you know what started this?
Just a continuation. I mean, the stuff's went on, but I heard Cornette's rant, and he mentioned something about Starmaker Bolin. So I think Russo must have said something to Bolin, and it got back to Cornette and all this. But he had made some comments about Smoky Mountain going out of wrestling and that he was responsible for the best you know, he was responsible for WWF's boom. WCW's ratings went up every week he was there. And Cornette's argument was, congratulations, you have... I mean, you'll hear what Cornette says. We'll play it for you. But it's pretty funny. It's better than anything going on the current products.
You know, it's funny because we are going to go through our old school episode. We've been going through the McMahon taking on the territories through the 90s into the Monday Night Wars. We're going to separate, have a separate show for 1998. And he had a hand in it. He didn't have a big hand in it. He wrote at a time, and he came up with goofy ideas, which, by the way, I've been going back through some of the 98 Raws and some of the, you know, man, there's some schlocky bullshit.
You can watch that stuff and see what he touched and what he didn't touch.
It's almost that bad.
There's fingerprints all over it when he's involved with an angle. And the funnier thing is that's the shit that got approved and made it to TV. Can you imagine what he pitched that they shot down? Because, you know, they said, like, in WWF, Vince was the filter. He had come up with all this shit, and, you know, 1 out of 10 things would go.
I believe every bit of that.
When he got to WCW, there was no filter, and that's why you had just the asinine shit go on that happened and would ultimately led to the demise of the company.
And if he's saying the ratings went up every week he was there, that's a lie also.
Well, weren't they really, really low, though?
Well, he took over. Bischoff finished in September. I want to say September 13th. I don't know when Russo exactly got in with WCW. I would think, in fact, I'll look it up, but I would think he was there within weeks, maybe a month. And I would think he would have started October 5th. He and Ferrara signed with WCW. So, if we're going by that, if they signed on October 5th, his first show that he would have started having a hand in everything would have been October 11th when they were doing a 2.6. From there, the next week, October 18th, I'll go through them. 3.3, 3.25, 3.2, 3.3, 3.1, 3.4, 3.1, 3.0, 2.8, 3.2, 2.9. That's 99. And I don't know. I'll look and see what day he got released then. The day that he was sent out firing and rehiring. Well, it just says he was out of there. It must have been early 2000.
Yeah, he's a piece of work, man.
So he really didn't do anything. It was his second run that buried him. It was when shit got really bad that he just destroyed that company, because after that, it went in the fucking toilet for them. And here's the other funny thing. Look at the numbers and then look at it now. It's incredible.
It was that bad then, and it's still, they would kill for
ratings.
That's
the best ratings they get now.
Yep. Yeah, that's something else, man.
The last four Nitros had 2.1s. Their very last one did a 3.0. That was after the sale. But I mean, it's just, they did as low as a 1.7 in December of 2000. I remember seeing it and thinking, this can't be, this is awful. But anyway, so I don't know the best way to describe Vince Russo. Lucky? Delusional?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. I think there's like an evolution of him. I think now the guy just, he can't, I don't know if it's a matter of he can't let go, but he's just stuck in those days. And he likes to give Cornette shit about wanting to book like matches with $10,000 purse, like how he was dated at the time when he was in WWF. And now all Russo's shit is dated. like the Jerry Springer like stuff that he would want to do and his ideas.
Ugh.
They're all outdated now. So I mean, you know, he always shits on new talent. Like he ripped on Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen. I mean, like the guy's just a jack off. Like he just can't. I don't know.
Well, you know, people say that about Cornette too.
Yeah, it just depends. You know. A lot of it, probably your age.
And I'll say this. Cornette, to me, what he says is 9 times out of 10 gospel.
Well, the reason Cornette's so controversial is because he's very open about his political views.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of people, you know, he probably has a lot of loyal followers because of his views, and he also has people that detract from it because they don't share his views, and he's very, very opinionated about his views, and if you don't believe with him, he pretty much tells you to go fuck himself. I mean, like, he just thinks his way is the right way on everything, and if you don't agree with him, he has no time for you.
Kind of why I like him so much, but I just see the difference. It's obviously philosophical, but it's also I don't know what Vince Russo thinks he's a I would think, okay, so does Jim Cornette have more fans than Vince Russo? God, I hope so. Wouldn't you think? I mean, do you think people buy into the Russo shit?
It's everything, you know, when you look at the breakdown and you look at the numbers and you look at, you know, you listen to different podcasts and they talk about what is popular and what people want to hear about and the feedback they get, everything's attitude era. Everything is that era. Mm-hmm. So,
Cornette had his hand in the Attitude Era also. I mean,
but
it's not
he doesn't get the attention for it as much as Russo.
Well, he says because a lot of it was bullshit.
But
it
Russo
was.
Went back and forth. Russo was a major factor in the war.
Yeah.
He was with WWE, went back, and that's well documented. So I think that Russo was well known to a younger fan base than us.
Mm.
And Cornette, If you don't, you know, if you didn't watch the 80s and you just watched the 90s, all you know him as is Yokozuna. And he wasn't really the flamboyant mouthpiece and as active in WWF as he was in the NWA and the different territories, WCW.
Yeah.
You know, he was involved in major
You're
angles.
Right. Just that voice of Russo. Just drives me insane.
Do you think that's his real voice, or do you think it's like he's got it all souped up?
It's not a fake voice.
It's awful.
He sounds like that because
you don't think it's him wanting to fit the New York stereotype?
No, he's got a mild form of retardation, is my guess. Okay, so let's hear what this is. Where Cornette got on? What, this was at the end of a show, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, it was at the end of the Jim Cornette Experience, and he challenges Russo. Just
play it. You
just
can't
listen.
It's impossible to do Cornette justice when he goes on his rants.
That's true.
You just can't duplicate it.
There we go.
But Vince Russo has said, I'm a coward. I'm not a man unless I will say these things to his face. Like we can somehow debate this out and all walk off and be friends into the sunset. Well, he said anytime, anywhere. Well, Vince, I got an offer for you, Vince Russo, and I want all your little stooges to listen real close, and I want them to tell you. I want them to play this for you because I want you to hear it. You say you want to meet me face to face, and you want me to say all these things to you in person instead of behind your back. Well, we ain't going to do it on a podcast. We ain't going to have a debate. Here's the deal. You send me a date and a time and an address. And it doesn't have to be your home address because I know you don't want me to know where you live because you probably do live in your in-laws' basement since you're an unemployed failure and you're toxic and nobody wants to have anything to do with you. And every wrestling promoter, every great wrestling veteran of the last 20 years that's ever drawn any money has nothing but bad things to say about you. Bret Hart said you ought to be hung in a parking lot. I know you don't want me to know where you live, so send me a date and a time and a neutral address, and I'll come to you. You don't have to come to me. You're in Evansville now. It's not that far away. I'll come to you because I know you don't have money for gas, Vince, being as you're in such a miserable state and you're living on food stamps. Your wife's probably ready to divorce you because you haven't had a job and been employed in years. So send me a date, a time, and an address. I'll come to you. Make it a public park, maybe somewhere out of the way, somewhere where there won't be too many people to intervene. And you know how to get a hold of me. My email is jimcornette@jimcornette.com, or elsewise, you know how to get a hold of Bolin, obviously. He has my phone number. Your best friend and Christian buddy, Terry Taylor, he's got my phone number. Ooh. I'm not going to be hard for you to contact, Vince. You don't even have to talk to me. You can just leave it on my machine or send me the email. But here's the rules. No cops, no guns, and no knives, and we both come alone. And what happens, happens. Nobody makes a dime off of it. Nobody gets any publicity off of it. Nobody's ever going to know that it's even going to happen until after it happens, when nobody hears from you anymore. And because you're broke and you're unemployed, and you probably don't know where your next fucking meal is coming from, and you can't provide for your family.
So, Russo got Cornette fired from TNA at one point in time because he said he was afraid of Cornette and was worried that Cornette would kill him because Cornette left a voicemail. So I'm curious if Russo's already
not
shot
really.
Back, but
not really, not exactly how that went.
What happened?
Cornette essentially said, "Okay, I'll work with him." And then he wrote some things to Dixie Carter saying Cornette was out of touch. Cornette voluntarily said, "Fuck it, I'm done." Oh, the way I understand it. I mean,
he
it might
threatened
be, it
his
might
life
be,
at some point in time.
Was when he left WWF for WCW. Called him and told him he was a piece of shit.
Okay. So
he contacted HR.
Do you think that Russo would report this or try to get publicity by saying Cornette threatened my life?
He already did.
No, but I mean like with the authorities, not just on a podcast, but if he would like file police report or something like that.
Oh.
Or would he look like such a pussy he wouldn't do that?
I don't think he's got enough popularity to make any headway with that.
He's wasted his time.
All right, continue on. Because I love this.
Uh-oh. Well, I screwed up. I'll get you the gist of it.
Lunatics that thinks Hillary Clinton shouldn't have been president because woman was made from man's rib.
Hold on.
Dick hard anymore, Vince, more. And because you're broke and you're unemployed and you probably don't know where your next fucking meal is coming from, and you can't provide for your family, and that must... I bet you can't even get your dick hard anymore, Vince, because you can't provide for your family, and you don't feel like a man, because you're one of those Christian lunatics that thinks Hillary Clinton shouldn't have been president because woman was made from man's rib. So it must really give you erectile dysfunction, you fucking piece of shit, that you can't provide for your family, and you're a failure, and you're a laughingstock. So... Not only will I come to you,
he's a wordsmith.
Not only will I meet you in a neutral location with no cops, no guns, no knives, just the two of us, but I'm going to have $5,000 in cash with me because I got that, Vince, unlike you. You don't have to bring anything. You don't even have to bring a ham sandwich. I'm going to have $5,000 in cash with me, and you can have it if you can take it away from me. So what do I got to do? You fucking fraud, you gutless coward. Do I have to call your wife a crack whore? Do I have to say your mother sucked dicks for dimes and dive bars? Do I have to tell you that your father gave government secrets to the Nazis? Just let me know, Vince. Let this gutless coward right here know where I gotta fucking meet you. Time, date, and address. And I'm bringing $5,000. And all you gotta do is take it away from me.
I love that.
But there ain't gonna be no talking. There ain't going to be no debating.
Dead
I'm going to do what the fuck I've wanted to do almost since the first day I met your miserable ass. And you know it's true. You know it's true because you've talked to Bolin. And he knows exactly what I want to do to you and exactly how bad I hate you. And I'm not saying I'm a badass. I'm not saying I can whip Chael Sonnen. I'm not even saying I can whip a grown adult man because I'm old. I got a lot of energies. But you've never been in a fight, gutless pussy. I can whip you. Besides, it's not even going to be hand-to-hand because I said no guns, no knives.
I've never heard him call somebody a pussy.
I could find a stick.
That was a first.
I don't give a fuck. I've wanted to do this for a long time. So you want to make challenges about going on people's podcasts and giving the money to charity and all this other stuff, because you know that ain't going to happen because we got nothing to talk about. But I'm making you a legitimate offer. I swear on my mother's grave, if you give me a date, a time, and an address, I will meet you there, and I will bring $5,000 in cash, as long as the rules are no cops, no guns, and no knives. And what happens, happens. And if you don't fucking take me up on that, you piece of shit, then shut your fucking dick licker from now on. Because I'm sick and fucking fed up with you. And everybody else is too. You've been found out. Nobody believes in you anymore. Everybody knows what you're all about. You've stabbed everybody in the back you've ever worked with. You've killed guys' careers with your goofy gimmicks. You've made the wrestling business a fucking joke with your fucking ADD goddamn booking and your Jerry Springer Show horse shit. And most of all, you're a piece of fucking shit, and I will prove it. Send me the date, the time, and the place, or shut the fuck up.
Fuck. No, what's going to be even better is when Pritchard does his impersonation of Cornette going on his rant.
Oh, he's right. Look at the careers he just pissed on with all that bullshit. He could have put those fucking guys that were in TNA. He could have made them nothing.
He kind of did.
Well, some of them, but not all of them. Some of them got out, got to NXT. And
they got out, but he didn't do shit with them when they were there because he continued to lick Hogan's nuts and brought in Nash and brought, I mean, he brought in that same group.
Just the ridiculous stuff he did. I read about some things he had done with, like, Abyss, if you remember him. Blindfold. I mean, he did stuff. On a pole and on a forklift and on fucking, I don't know what he's ever been doing. But, and we'll get to this once we get to the dying days of WCW and the old school show. You should see some of this shit. Because, I mean, I know you weren't watching. I know I wasn't watching.
No.
It is, I can't believe it was on television. But I tell you another thing, it's not much different than what they're doing on WWE now. I mean, it's a little more kid friendly on WWE, but it's shit. It's not good.
No. And it's, yeah, Russo thinks he could come in and save it. And, you know,
if he gets hired again,
well,
by them.
At the beginning of that rant, Cornette's like, "And I know for a fact, motherfucker, you email Vince McMahon every week begging for a job."
Ugh.
Do you think that came out when he was
up there?
Yeah, exactly. Sure. So there's truth to that he's reaching out begging for a job. I don't know what the guy would have to offer a wrestling business. He opened up his own promotion in Colorado. He tried, and it failed within like 3 months or 2 months or something.
Yeah, because then he went and tried to fuck TNA again. I don't get what his thing is. I can't believe that. I mean, I guess some people think they owe him something. I guess he wrote some lines for him while he was with WWF or whatever the case may be. But I can't believe he gets people that he interviews. I can't believe that people even consider him a mind for the business. I mean, he's a great booker. If you put him in within great, he can't book anything. He can't book a fucking match. He doesn't know how a match works. He's writing lines or bullshit stories that don't even make it to the ring. He couldn't tell a story in the ring. He can tell a story about horse shit that is outside with an abortion or not an abortion gimmick, a miscarriage gimmick, or somebody stole somebody's girlfriend, or somebody's holding their girlfriend hostage, or some guys got beat up in a field with helicopters and this shit. And I can't believe people think he has a mind for, like, professional wrestling, sports, whatever.
I can't believe.
And that's me.
That was weird.
Well, you've got it on loud.
I know.
That'll do it. That's my me repeating myself. We've got an echo in here.
It happens.
But there's no way any of this is ever going to come out of anything. But is there an end game, ever an end game between these two?
No.
No way they ever shake hands.
Oh, God, no. And they kind of need each other in a way. They love to motherfuck each other, and it's what's kept. It's what kept both of them in the news, but this is what they make headlines for more than anything, is attacking each other and motherfucking each other. I don't know what you could do with them, but them going on a podcast or them agreeing to do some type of debate, it would end in a fight. I really do believe Cornette would get so pissed he would attack him.
I don't think they'd be in the same room.
I mean, they...
I have people that I feel this way about. I mean, I get where he's coming from. Yeah. If you care enough about something and some other guy is pissed on it, and you know, Russo came and did his apology to Cornette, if you want to... I'll give you a sample. Let's see.
I'm going to take my headphones off if it's him talking.
In this statement, I don't know Jim Cornette's mother. No, did I know her? But from what I understand, she was a very, very nice woman that Jim loved very, very much. Much like I loved my mom, who recently just passed away. God bless his soul. So I'm not going to attack Jim's mother. I'm not going to attack Jim's lovely wife, Sin, who I had the privilege of meeting on a few occasions, because when it comes down to it, this isn't about my mother.
Yeah, so that's how he starts it. And then here's where he goes from there.
Act over and over and over. What is Jim Cornette looking for? Well, then it dawned on me. Today, that I owe Jim Cornette an apology. So I wanted to do this publicly so everybody can hear it. No slant is put on it. My words won't be misconstrued. You're going
really
to hear it straight from
there's
the
another
horse's
word,
mouth.
That's he's just a mush.
Jim.
He's a mush.
I apologize. And I apologize for a lot of things.
There you go.
First and foremost, I want to apologize for you blowing out your knees when you fell off that scaffold, because you are a mark who didn't know how to take a bump.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. I want to apologize, Jim, for you putting Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Did he blow his knees out?
Out of business.
He fell fucking 20 feet off a scaffold.
I want to apologize, Jim, for you being fired from Ring of Honor for a public emotional outburst. I want to apologize, Jim, for being fired from the WWE for assaulting another employee. I want to apologize, Jim, because I'm from New York.
Well, that Cornette will probably accept that one. If there's an apology to accept, that would be one to do it. So he takes the shots at him that way. Fucking Vince Russo. Like, he's got a spot on Mount Rushmore of bookers or something.
He believes that.
It's just asinine. Because... And I don't know who wrote this for him, but if you think Jim Cornette's reading off of anything ever.
You can even tell with like the dramatic pauses he had in there. It was like, break. Okay. I'm sorry for this, Jim. I'm truly sorry for this, Jim Cornette.
Sorry for blowing out both your knees. Yeah.
Well, and the one thing I feel that Cornette does not get props for and enough recognition for is what he did at Ohio Valley Wrestling. I mean, Orton. I mean, like...
The whole crop that's there now.
He did. I mean, that was him.
Totally.
I mean, like, and I just, you know, that it's one of the more, I feel like, not undertold, but I feel like if it were someone else, it would be a lot bigger deal made about it. And the fact that he's the guy that made those talents, and the fact that he's not working and not doing anything to develop, that he's not down at NXT, he's not involved somewhat with development of talent, is shocking. Because Lesnar, Orton, Cena.
You mean that Cornette's not?
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Well, he's kind of nutty, but.
Well, he didn't want to work with them either. I mean, he was done.
I know, but
in his words.
Well, the people.
They've
obviously mended fences. Some of those people are gone.
Eh.
But they're in desperate need for homegrown talent instead of going out and poaching the indies. So why not? I don't know why wouldn't bring in a guy like that.
He's responsible for the mind and outlook on the – and even if Batista doesn't admit it, whatever. Don't care. Don't know the guy. Batista, Orton, Cena.
Lesnar.
Lesnar. Shit, yeah.
Shelton Benjamin.
Brock Lesnar. Benjamin. CM Punk was going through there. Yeah. I mean, those guys were the
Santino
crop.
Morello was down there. He was the one that he smacked.
Oh, well, yeah. That's true.
I mean, there was a bunch of guys down.
You probably fucking deserved it.
I'm surprised they don't do a DVD on that. That's a story. That's a legit story. And then you can have all these guys come back and say how big of an asshole he was or whatever, and have Lesnar talk about the time that Cornette.
There will be a Cornette video or a DVD or a tribute. There will be something. They'll grab these guys.
Yeah, it's just I just feel like he doesn't get the respect for that he should. I
totally agree. A great mind for wrestling, and it's why it's so bad today. But anyway, Russo, you fucking suck. I just can't stand the guy.
Not a fan.
Anyway, if you're watching, thanks for joining us on lineupmedia.fm or on the Three Horsemen page. If you don't know how to subscribe and do all that fancy stuff, facebook.com/numeral3horsemanshow, twitter.com/ numeral3horsemanshow, and our YouTube page, which we are normally on, youtube.com/3horsemanshow. You can find our link on our Twitter page. It's easy to find. We need more subscribers. We need more downloads. We need all that fancy stuff. If you're listening to us on iTunes, iStitcher, Podcast, Podbeam, whatever the heck all that stuff is. I can't think of it. What's it called?
Podbean? I think so.
With an N?
Like, I don't know.
All right. You can find us anywhere. Find us on iTunes. Like, subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating. We could use it.
5-star, the old Dave Meltzer 5-star, please.
Yeah, that it is. As opposed to the -5-star Brian Meltzer. Brian Alvarez, although, you know, they might be related.
They could be. Never know.
All right. I know you want to talk about this. What's going on with Bray Wyatt?
Just pulling some ass.
I know you got a thing for this Offerman gal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how any guy wouldn't. What's not to like?
No, she's hot.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Not everybody's cup of tea, but I see what you're after there.
Not sure how he pulled that off, but
why is that?
I don't know. I mean, he's kind of heavy, kind of different than her.
Yeah, that doesn't matter to everyone.
Yeah, you know, probably not. She weighs about 90 pounds.
Who'd you say she had been with before?
Linked to Orton.
Oh,
when he was married. Yeah, screams daddy issues. Oh. Shout out to Jose.
So was Randy Orton.
I mean, I guess.
So what's the story?
Wyatt's wife filed for divorce. She sent the terms, apparently, and he tried kind of fighting back on some of it. She left JoJo's name out of the stuff, and then when he didn't agree to the terms, apparently, she kind of let loose that they were having an affair.
Good.
Phone records, shit like that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Phone records, eh?
Yep, the old phone records.
Well, that's not
so
nice.
Bray Wyatt gives all, 30 to 35-year-old men that, could be considered fat.
You look like Bray Wyatt's some fucking old man.
He's 30. She's 23, I think.
Bray Wyatt's 30?
Believe so.
You sure about that?
Believe so.
I'm going to call bullshit here.
Okay.
I'll be damned.
How old is he?
Just turned.
Turned what?
30 on the dot.
30, okay.
Hey, you got one right.
Hey, it happens every once in a while. But, yeah, it's a good pull for him. Sorry, you know, it sucks for his family and all that, but...
Fuck, he's already 30?
Dude, he was in NXT forever. He was Husky Harris when...
Yikes.
If you think about it.
That's not good.
But, yeah, it's just interesting. I mean, it happens. Those, you know, they're on the road so long, so much. Everything going on, but I just don't get... It shocks some people, but it's just like, you know... The lifestyle that professional athletes live, because they're gone so much away from their families and, you know, girls in every city pretty much for, you know, most of them, some of them. It's not shocking that when you have a bunch of guys that are in really good shape and a bunch of females that are also in really good shape that they tend to fuck each other and hook up. It's just shocking that she is with...
This
Bray
is
Wyatt.
Care of the DailyMail.com. Bray Wyatt's wife, Samantha Rotundo, has just filed for divorce in Florida, accusing him of adultery. I guess the way it reads, Wyatt and Offerman managed to keep their relationship on the down low. In his counter petition, Wyatt requested an injunction to force his wife to keep quiet about the split. Claims his wife made defamatory statements about the husband to several people in the community in an effort to ruin his reputation. She counters his allegations are an attempt to pull the wool over the public's eyes when his antics and affairs become more public. Says Offerman has garnered a huge following with her nightly selfies and skin-tight clothes for fans who can't make it to the arena.
Yeah, she's not bad. But, I mean... If he might be the last guy I would have picked for her to be sleeping with in that company.
You think she's just like drop dead gorgeous, huh?
No, I think she's a 23-year-old that comes from a shit ton of money, that is privileged, that's around guys that are in better shape, that are younger. How does she end up with a 30-year-old that's not in the best shape that's married?
Maybe those other guys are all jerk-offs. That's what happens. Yeah, I'm sure she... Well, she was with Randy Orton.
Yeah, I mean... So, I mean, that's... I wouldn't have expected
it's not
that.
Like we know him, but... Good God.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and there's other... Ooh, boy, Forbes writing that about you?
Oh, it's all over.
Forbes saying, do they have a divorce epidemic in the WWE? Yikes.
Well, I mean, let's go through it. I mean, so Cena.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
He was cheating on his wife with, was it Mickie James?
Yeah, at the time.
Yeah, I mean, like, but that's what, was that
that's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what the divorce was over, and now he's marrying the Bella whore.
Ugh.
Daniel Bryan's with, I mean, like, you just look at the amount of wrestlers that end up with each other. Edge is with what's her name? But he's dated
Phoenix?
A ton of chicks. CM Punk's with AJ.
Mm-hmm.
You go through more times than not now, Rusev and Lana.
Cesaro's dating the trainer?
Yeah. Oh, shit, what's her name?
I can't think either.
But Rusev and Lana, Miz and Marie. I mean, like, you start looking at they all pretty much.
Undertaker, Michelle McCool.
Yeah. They all date within the company now. And that I mean, guess it's probably always been that way, but.
Stone Cold and Deborah.
Yeah, Lesnar and Sable.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
And then Mickey James is now married to a wrestler.
Boy, she locked his ass up, huh?
Whatever, whoever he is.
Who?
Mickey James, the chick. She's married to some dude that's just
Magnus?
Like a... Yeah, he's like a stay-at-home dad now. It's got to be a little emasculating. Natty and Tyson Kidd.
Yeah.
Who else? What other females are on the roster?
Charlotte Flair was married to a wrestler.
I think he beat her ass.
Yeah.
And now she's dating Byron Saxton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I guess Sasha, she married like a ring deck. He like does ring gear or some shit. And
oh,
then,
really?
Yeah. Trying to think what other. The redheaded gal that got fired, she wasn't with anyone, but Paige and Del Rio. I think a lot of it is, man. It's, you got these older guys, and they just prey on these young, dumbass females. No offense when I say young, dumbass females. Daniel Bryan and the other Bella. Did I say that one already?
Yeah. They already get in the business. I mean, I don't think it's like they're...
They're not getting in the business.
Look at what they're getting into.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I mean, they know what's coming, I would think. And I mean that in the best way possible.
Yeah.
But aren't you going to date somebody that you see all the time, every day?
That's the thing. Like, I'm not surprised.
And then they fuck with people and, like, split them to where they don't see each other.
Yeah.
What are they? It's the weirdest business in the fucking world.
Cass and Carmella, they're dating. They split them up.
And that's when I said that about Bailey the other week. I don't know if it was last week, week before. Like, who did she not fuck? Or who did she do wrong that she's getting treated like dog shit?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much jealousy that goes on with that shit. I mean, they took JoJo off that Total
Renee Young and Dean Ambrose.
They took JoJo off the first year of Total Divas. And, like, it was that Orton stuff came out right after it, and she got
pulled. Yeah, I remember. She came in with the redhead.
Eva Marie.
The robot. Yeah, Eva Marie.
She didn't bang anyone in the company, though. She, like, was with her guy. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
And she's the one you would have thought for sure that would have ended up with fucking, like, Roman Reigns or some bullshit.
There's nothing behind those eyes. I mean, some of those guys can see through that. Well, not all of them. Not when you see what Dolph Ziggler's fucking, but...
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
I don't know.
I mean, you're fucking Miss Piggy and JoJo's out there fucking Bray Wyatt?
Yeah.
I would expect Bray Wyatt to be fucking the Piggy. And Ziggler be landing JoJo.
Fucked up world we live in these days. But
so you want to break down Money in the Bank and give predictions?
I'd love for you to lead that. I can do some work.
I have it up right here.
Who's due for?
I was going to look up the odds. So the Money in the Bank match actually in St. Louis. Are we going to try to go or not?
It's Father's Day.
Yeah, that would be Father's Day night.
It would be Father's Day night.
I was in Omaha last year for Father's Day, so I do need to see my kids this year on Father's Day.
It's always something.
So you have Nakamura, Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, Caroline Corbin, Sami Zayn, and Dolph Ziggler in the Money in the Bank match. Fuck. I've read that Corbin's expected to win that, but I haven't seen any of the lines. I'm assuming Kevin Owens won't win. Since he is the U.S. champ.
Nakamura for me.
Just process of elimination. Sami Zayn won't win. Who's Styles? Is Styles feuding with Kevin Owens right now?
I don't know that he's really with anybody.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be Corbin or Nakamura, I would think.
Yeah, my money's on Nakamura.
Yeah. Then they're doing the first women's Money in the Bank match with Lynch, Flair, Natalya, Tamina, Carmella. And there's been rumored that they're adding one more to it because there's usually six in the Money in the Bank, but there's nothing there. There was kind of some buzz that Nikki Bella would come back.
Well, the winner takes on
Naomi.
Naomi.
But Naomi's wrestling Lana, and she's back, and she's actually did a couple moves. I don't know, though. I could see them doing something silly. But yes or no, does Charlotte do the moonsault off the top of the ladder?
Off the top of the ladder? I'm going to say no.
Oh, I think she does something huge. I really do. I just think because it's the first one ever, it's going to be – they're trying to hype it. She's going to do something big in that match.
Oh, they'll do the thing where they push the ladder over onto the floor while the ladder's in the ring. Into a big group dive.
Let's bet a lunch that she does the moonsault off of it.
A moonsault off the top of the ladder.
Yes, she is going to do something off the top of the ladder on.
Well, it's two different things. I mean, do you know what a moonsault is? That's where you stand backwards.
I understand. Yes, and she does it off the top rope all the times. It's one of her moves.
Okay.
I'll bet you a lunch she does it off the ladder.
You're gonna go an extra 10 feet up to have her do that? She's already 6 feet tall.
We're talking the
very top of the ladder. We're not talking about the one step off.
There could be different size ladders. You know how that shit gets.
Jesus.
I could see her doing one off of it.
Fine. We'll bet a lunch.
Okay. Mahal and Orton.
You're
Mahal,
fucking high.
Mahal will go over because it's in St. Louis and they don't put anyone over in their hometown.
Yeah, plus nobody cares.
Usos in the New Day for the championship.
Good
They're
God.
Probably going to give the New Day the belts because they just made their debut on SmackDown 2 weeks ago. That's so probably thing. Put it on them. Naomi and Lana.
I'm going to take Becky Lynch turning heel in the ladder match.
And then at least Charlotte is the only face.
Oh,
besides
Jesus.
Naomi.
Jesus.
I mean, they fucked that all up. Wow. Charlotte cannot be a face. She has to be a heel. She is so money when she's a heel. So money.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, don't maybe it'll just be, I guess I don't care.
Yeah, it's tough to get excited about. I just
very.
Hope to, I just hope to see the X go up in a couple of those matches.
What have you got? What have you got odds wise?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton on a. Well, I guess you still have to pay to watch it. So
this is Odd Shark. Corbin is minus 245 to win.
Okay.
The field is plus 175. That's fucking horrendous. If that jerk off's in a title match at SummerSlam, fuck off. Owens is plus 580 in that match.
Great.
Styles is plus 850. Sami Zayn's plus 850. Nakamura plus 750. Ziggler plus 2500.
I guess it would help if we watched the show. We'd probably have a better idea of who's going to win.
Carmella is favored to win on the female side, which I did read that she was expected for a huge push. They were actually going to put the title on her at Mania.
Why?
I have no idea. No clue.
She's probably the worst of all of them.
No clue.
Oh, God.
Apparently, they like girls that are like 5 foot.
Ugh.
I mean,
like that Bliss girl.
Yeah. She's all right, though. She's not a bad worker.
I just completely fucking disagree.
She's not. I think she's.
I've watched.
She's all right.
I've at least seen some more of what she does. Right. She's not that good. She's definitely not on par with
Charlotte's.
Tomatoes.
Charlotte's plus 1,000. Tamina 2,800. Natalya plus 400. Becky Lynch plus 385. That's insane. I would have never expected that.
Those odds will change.
Yeah,
they always do.
Here's one that's more recent from 11 hours ago. Let's see. Oh, no, nothing good there. Corbin minus 210. God, that's unreal. What a douche.
So basically your best bet is to pick one of the long shots early and hope a ton of money goes on the other one so you get at those odds. If you could, where can you bet on this shit at?
Five dimes.
Jesus.
Fuck, I saw the last pay-per-view, I forget what match it was, but it was plus 4,000, and they won. Like, WWF, they've been doing a switch booking, like, right close. And if you bet at the right time earlier in the week,
yeah,
you win. But by the time the pay-per-view started, they had went from plus 4,000 to minus 850.
Oof.
Yeah. That so, hurts. I mean, like, just a huge swing, which the book's trying to get the weighted action back, so who knows.
Yikes.
Yeah. But there's caps on all that. You know, it's plus plus 4,000. You can probably only bet $50 or $25. There's max bets on all that stuff, the prop bets like that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Almost makes you want to go bet on it.
Yeah. That's about all we have, though, for current wrestling show.
That's about all we need.
Yeah.
Good God. Once again, The Three Horsemen. Check us out on facebook.com/numeral3horsemen show, twitter.com/numeral3horsemen show, and on YouTube if you're watching us. We are live on Facebook right now, doing a little Facebook Live.
Switching it up a little bit.
Switching it up to check it out on Facebook. So,
shout out to Lineup Media.
Definite shout out to Lineup Media.
Check that out, lineupmedia.fm. There's a huge list of shows there. You'll pretty much be able to find something that you're interested in.
It's true.
Damn true.
Sports, MMA, allergies.
Earthing. Yep.
Being successful. Baseball.
Baseball.
Ton of baseball.
Yeah. Cowboys podcast.
There you go. If you're a Cowboys fan.
Buddy Jono does Armenia Proud.
There you go.
We have Armenian Nights, a comedy show.
It's true.
What else is there? What else? We can run them down real quick if we want.
We got Story Time with Uncle Creepy.
Ian McCall. We have Two American Animals with Eric Apple interviews a lot of MMA fighters.
Coach Your Brains Out.
Coach Your Brains Out. It's a volleyball show. Billy Allen is the host of that.
Youth Baseball Talk.
Jim Cromer hosts Youth Baseball Talk. And
six other shows.
Yeah, St. Louis Blues podcast and a podcast about the St. Louis Cardinals. He's all things in St. Louis sports.
The voice of St. Louis.
Jimbo Crombo. No, he does a really good job. Check his shows out. Youth Baseball Talk is a fantastic show if you have children that play baseball. He has some of the best guests in the country on, experts.
So are the other shows. Two Birds on a Bat and Blues NHL podcast, so yep. Check them out. What else? We got Celtic Music Lab. We've got Follow the Sound. Brian does a great job with Follow the Sound. He'll do a This Week in History with music. It's actually pretty good. So, worth listening.
This Week in History?
This Week in Music History, I'm sorry.
I know, but we have This Week in History, another podcast
this
on
day
in
this history.
Day in History. Sorry.
I gotcha. Yeah, we got it all.
they should do it in a week, and then they could have it more than 1 year of a show.
I'd love it. That'd be great.
Boston Sports Weekly, another one.
Race name and shows.
Race Day at Fairmount Park, the Ocho Man with our buddy Jono.
There you go.
So
more.
Yeah, we got a lot.
All right, we're getting out of here. T.O. and I are getting out. Hopefully we're going to be joined by Big Easy for the Old School Show. We're talking 1998, the Monday Night Wars, the best year, my eyes, a lot of people's eyes, in the history of pro wrestling. And I just don't think it got any better than 1998. So we're going to talk it out. We're going to break it down. We're going to see WWF take over. And I think most of you know how the story goes. We'll be back here shortly for T.O.
Thank you, sir.
And Corey. That's me. We are out of here.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.